And earlier, we spoke with Andrew Ronsley, chief political commentator for The Observer. He says when there is a change of tenants at 10 Downing Street, the British don't linger over the transition.
Normally, one man's out and one man's in, literally in a matter of hours. I mean, if there is a clear result, at that point, the outgoing prime minister will be saying goodbye. The incoming one will be sworn in by the Queen, go to Buckingham Palace to see Her Majesty the next morning, and they will move into number 10 at that point.
So even if Gordon Brown and his family are feeling pretty optimistic about the election, would you imagine they're packing boxes right now?
Well, the last time that happened was in 1997 when John Major, Sir John Major, as he is now, was the Conservative Prime Minister. All the polls then were indicating a very large Labour victory, and Sir John and his wife Norma had reconciled themselves to that victory. So to spare themselves these rather brutal scenes of removal vans turning up, they actually packed up some days before the election. But it's often the case. Another example was Ted Heath in 1974. He was a Conservative Prime Minister in a very tight election. And of course, because Heath had not packed up, everybody could see his stuff being removed from number 10. He was a very keen pianist, and so that included his grand piano, and that was one of the symbols of that changeover of power in Britain, was Ted Heath's grand piano coming out of the front of number 10.
Mm. There is a tradition here in the U.S. that the outgoing president leaves a handwritten note to the incoming head of state. Does something similar happen at 10 Downing Street?
Yes, it does. When John Major left, there was an empty fridge for waiting for Tony Blair and Cherie Blair, save for one bottle of champagne, with a charming and decent note, Tony Blair afterwards said, from John Major, wishing him luck in the job.
What about helpful notes? I mean, like, tea is in the top far left cupboard.
They do have a housekeeper who I think will point those things out.
Your story, though, of the empty fridge kind of sounds like some of the less supportive messages left behind by the political party in retreat. For instance, there were rumors that when President Bill Clinton staffers left the White House, they took with them the W keys from computer keyboards. I'm wondering if you've ever heard of anything kind of similar.
No, I remember that story. It's, I don't know whether we ever absolutely established it was true. It's one of those stories you quite like to be true because it's so good. We haven't had a case of that sort of vandalism. I don't think any outgoing British Prime Minister has been quite so mean as to do something like that or to remove all the door handles or light bulbs. And, of course, the British Civil Service moves into action immediately. They can see a change of Prime Minister to stop this happening. When Margaret Thatcher was ousted as Prime Minister by her own party, she went to pay one final visit to her old office at number 10, only to find that the key to it had already been removed by the cabinet secretary, who's Britain's most senior civil servant.
Mm. And of course, the role of the Queen always mystifies Americans. What are her duties in the transition?
Well, the outgoing Prime Minister goes first to Buckingham Palace the morning after the election, kisses hands in inverted commas. I don't think they do actually kiss hands with the Queen, but this is the quaint British jargon we use. He kisses hand and he formally surrenders the premiership to her. Then he no longer has any use of the Prime Ministerial car. He has to get into a different car and leave the Buckingham Palace in that. And then the car is transferred to the incoming Prime Minister. He arrives at the palace, usually about half an hour later, to receive the congratulations of the Queen and again kiss hands, and then she will formally invite him to become Prime Minister. Of course, if we don't get a clear result, which is a possibility, it all gets a bit more complicated.
Right. Well, it is going to be a tight one, but until final results are in, I guess we'll have to follow the analysis of Legoland Windsor there in the UK. They've got a mini Lego Nick Clegg and mini Lego David Cameron carrying a mini Lego Gordon Brown out of 10 Downing Street. I guess that's what people are seeing right now, eh?
I haven't heard any of that.
Andrew Ronsley, The Observer's chief political commentator, thanks very much.
Okay, pleasure.